Well, welcome to Stuff We're Sharing podcast. This is Tyler Giller, 31, Doodle.
And sitting right next to him, you get James Witten, 40, Hooch. And today, we're coming from a new space. I'm sure you guys, your earballs are enjoying the luscious sound that we're getting out of this new space.
I'm cheesing and hard over here right now.
It's so good. And joining us, we've got a special guest that we're going to bring in for an interview, and he's going to just hopefully have some color commentary add to us here. We got Russet. So bring it.
4 Solomon 20 Russet.
Very well.
Yeah, there we go.
And then a huge shout out to our new producer. We got Cortana over here.
Gamer Solo 37 Cortana.
Yeah, so if this sounds infinitely better this week, it's all thanks to Cortana. We've got headphones and real mics and these mesh things that
we got a man on the ones and twos.
The intro music was live. We didn't just dub that in later.
I am literally giddy.
Yeah,
I've never been happier to record this. So thank you, Cortana, opening up your home, bringing your expertise and this material, and man, making this a real production. This is something to behold.
4 F3 Boise by F3 Boise.
Better than I deserve.
Oh, yeah. So, last time we recorded was November 14th. I think we published it on the 15th or 16th. So, there's been a decent bit of stuff that's happened since then. We had the beatdown on the blue that went down. Unfortunately, I was not able to go. Were you at that one?
Yeah.
How was that?
No, I had... Gosh, I forget what number we had. But, I mean, when we circled up with all those kids, we were almost out to the sidelines.
That's awesome.
I mean, we had probably almost 100 people out there counting all the kiddos. And then, I honestly, aside from seeing my kids running around on the blue and complaining about being cold, I think my favorite part was watching Uncle Wooderson run around and take pictures.
I wish I could have seen that.
The one dude that showed up there with no kids there.
Yeah, yeah. Woody always comes with 2.0 beatdowns, and the kids love him. I think the Easter beatdown last year, he was the bunny rabbit, and my kids remember that. No, it was Delilah was wearing the bunny rabbit suit, but then it was Wooderson explaining the games or something. It was hysterical, and... yeah, I think you gotta love a man who comes out to the 2.0 beatdowns and brings the energy.
Yeah, no, that wind started blowing up out in the north, and it was definitely an introduction to the weather that was to come. So,
oh yeah,
but it was absolutely phenomenal.
Speaking of weather, it is 30 degrees outside, and you're wearing pants.
I know, I had to go to work in these.
I couldn't not bring it up. If he has not done a beatdown with Hooch, if it is not sub 20. Who just the expectation that you are all wearing shorts?
I did actually have a beatdown in the sub freezing where I instituted a penalty.
I remember it.
For every long sleeve or long leg of pants, it was 5 burpees or something. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah, we did burpees that morning.
I mean, I bet you Strings is wearing his long socks to make up for it. Did you count burpees for long socks?
No. Long socks are fine. Tights are a gray area, however. All right.
Well, speaking of another cold beatdown we had, the Gobbler Challenge, great time this year. I think Emmett did the Gobbler Challenge, that right? We had...
On Saturday, yep.
Settlers did the Gobbler Challenge, and High Desert did it out at Tower. I think Settlers out at Gem. Gobbler Challenge was a great time. It was a challenging beatdown. It was a really well-programmed beatdown. I mean, I did run like 4 miles during that, and I was not anticipating running the 5K on Turkey Day. I did the Gobbler Challenge, so I don't have to run the 5K.
That's a nice substitute. I think that's equivalent exchange.
Yeah, and it was awesome. And F3 Boise as a whole did phenomenal. I went back and looked at some of the stats we had compared to the rest of the nation, and we got second place. Okay, so I should say Settlers pulled second place for total points put up there next to South Sound. And for those of you who know, South Sound is the one who puts on this challenge. So I count that as a first place win for us.
they're not here to argue.
No, they're not. And if you combine the total number of people who completed and submitted their scores between Settlers and High Desert, we would have been second place in total and finishers. High Desert got number 11 in total points. And then our man, Retina, got number 2 overall, absolutely crushed it. So great work, everybody. I think it's really cool to see how we stack up against the rest of the country.
I kind of it's almost like it's iron packs, but it's like more easily digestible. Like I can go in for one workout and I know I'm not going to get crushed for the next 5 weeks.
Yep.
That's kind of nice.
And hats off to Gobbler for this year's program. Those of you who did last year's one, my shoulders were absolutely ruined. I think I had to get fed the mashed potatoes during Thanksgiving dinner. But this year's, it was a good mix of everything, and it was awesome. So if Gobbler ever listens to this, you know, nicely done, dude. And then following right after the Gobbler Challenge, Turkey Bowl. Russ, you were out there at the Turkey Bowl. How was it?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. We had Retina with his fantastic one-armed miracle catch. Really set up them pulling away. I wasn't on his team. So. Let's just end it there.
Oh, you know it's an uphill fight when you end up on the other side of the line from that guy.
I know, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hats off to Bricks for putting that on and the folks who did the rules committee and made it happen. Really awesome to see that. I was super bummed to have missed it. But I love to see men have an idea and taking it and running with it. When we say free to lead, that's what we mean. So great work, guys. Hoping to see more of that. And it sounds like, yeah, we had a football-filled November. And then Backyard here had the Gem Friends. They went out to the boys' house out in Nampa, got to hang some lights out there, had a great crew out there of 2.0s and hymns that showed up and to throw lights on it. So hats off to the folks out there who made that happen.
Right on, man. So jumping into kind of the trackables here. So we got FNGs for this month of November coming in the beginning of December. Got shouting out to our new man Sponge, Your Honor, out there at Bleach. Welcome him in. Got Vandal. And last but not least, we have a gentleman by the name of Wallflower. So if you guys know any FNGs out there who haven't gotten into Slack on the welcome page, that's where I find these. So that's one more encouragement to make sure that those guys get on there, not only so they can track and get out here and be more consistent, so I can shout them out. And I love seeing all the new names coming in. So following FNGs, we've got a couple of milestones coming in for beatdowns achieved. We've got our man Kraken from across three separate regions and a few years of F3. Kraken celebrated his, his 3 year?
It was something like, I think it was about 3 year.
I was there. I apologize, Kraken, if I'm mistaking that number. But 3 years of F3, 100 beatdowns here. And I think due to his calculations, he was at 300 yep. beatdowns total within his F3 career. So, Kraken, you're new to these parts, but an absolute upstanding him and, man, out there setting standards. So, really appreciate that. Another one of my Bleach brothers. We got Strings. Four hundo.
Nicely done.
So, well done, sir. You just carry on out there. Bleach.
I
almost came off the bench there. Oh, it's all going south from here, guys. Yep, there we go.
Oh, I love this.
You give a man a button, he's got to push it. So that's all we have for those milestones this go around.
I think we got Cheeks, also his 300.
Cheeks last go around.
Oh, did we? We'll call him out twice, Cheeks. Yeah, good job on hitting 300.
It's another page.
I saw the pre-blast for the almost 300. It was like 299 or something like that.
No, Cheeks, I got you here. I had some folks scribbled out, and then I had you in there next to there. So we do these in one shot, so we're not editing that. We're going to go ahead and leave my mistakes sitting there and let you save me. So Cheeks, 300, man. Hell, well done on your Spartan number there. Proud of you. So we had any VQs?
We did. We had a couple VQs. We had one individual who snuck his VQ in there, told nobody it was a VQ. We got Hash. Great work. He's also been queuing a bunch of our rucks out at Backyard. Hash came in from – he's another backyardian, lives in the neighborhood. Was at a gopher, caught him out at a soccer game, pulled him out there. And he's been a staple regular at backyard. So great to see you, Q, and great to see you in the lineup there.
So the man just pulled the stealth VQ.
Oh, he pulled the stealth VQ. I didn't get a chance to throw grass at him or nothing. Like, no,
I don't even know you can count that.
You know,
that's setting bad precedent.
Yeah, you got to tell everybody when you get a VQ. Gentlemen, if you ran a VQ, you got to plaster that thing all over the place.
100%.
How else are we going to go out there and
bring up the attendance?
And haze, I mean, harass
you. Yeah. Participate. Follow your lead.
Participate, yeah. Give a solid AAR afterwards. No, in all seriousness, great job, Hash. Love having you out there in the gloom. Our next one is AM. He had his VQ out at the Bleach.
A musical VQ.
Yeah, I was reading that backblast, and for a second there, I had to take a second back. It said his backblast said the five core principles, and it was something like, you know, it says always free, and it said something of love, and I was like, did he change the five core principles or is he done? And I was like, oh no, that's the name of the song.
Yeah, all you through, need is yeah. love.
Yeah, that was all you need is love. I was like, you know, that's not a bad core principle, but
different principles.
But yeah, great job, AM, getting out there and leading out at Bleach. And if we missed any of you guys' VQs, if anyone else did a quiet VQ, again, the only way we can find out about these things is if you tell us or if you backblast it. So if we missed any out there, apologize. But great work, gentlemen.
So what we got coming up? So we got a few things for this.
Oh, I know what we got coming up. A Treadstone VQ. No. I happen to know a Treadstone COQ happened, and I couldn't find a Treadstone VQ. So Treadstone, if you're listening to this, it's time to VQ. This is your sign.
Subtlety. It's
it's my strong suit.
It's Doodle's middle name. But so moving on from that. So upcoming events, things to pay attention to, stuff we're sharing. Reeves Across America. Carnivore threw this out into the 3rd F channel. So this is an opportunity to go out, place wreaths on headstones and tombstones of our fallen veterans. So we have that going on. That's Saturday, December 14th, 10 a.m. at Idaho Veterans Cemetery. So if you need any details on that, again, hop into the 3rd F channel. You can reach out to Carnivore. Certain all the AOQs would be able to point you in that direction as well. Sounds like a great event, something really worth supporting. Get out there and have the family and bring a little bit of solemnity, honor those men who have fallen, and make sure that everybody knows that we haven't forgotten what these folks have done for us. After that, we have a Merry Ruckmas set up Saturday, December 21st, 0600 out at the Cincy Commons. This is a tradition our man Blade started a couple years ago, so this will be the 3rd annual Ruckmas through the lights there at Cincy Commons. I'm sure once I have a double down posted, the triple down will get posted before that, and then we'll
get through a quad down.
Yeah, we'll see how many deep we can get, and then we just start at sunset.
Do I hear a seesaw? Sun up to no sun down to sun up beat down.
Don't
just, no. If I recall in your past, we had to wrap the coupons. Is that right? Is that a thing?
That did happen. I'm not queuing, so we'll see what comes out from the queue when that one gets posted. But if you haven't been out for a Ruckmas, if you're new to F3 Boise this year and you haven't had an opportunity, or you've been here a little bit longer and you haven't come out, got us a good time. We just get out there in the dark and there with the Christmas lights, and man, it's a chuckle fest. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. Great, 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 great fellowship going into a good week at Christmas. And out here, just a little bit further out than that, after the first of the year, we have the 4th anniversary of the establishment of F3 Boise. So this would be a cross-regional convergence set up for Saturday the 11th, 0600 out at the Gem. So again, this is a big deal, guys. Mm-hmm. 4 years that we've been doing this, managed to make this stick, growing what we've got, making an incredible community of men, accelerating, getting stronger together, and this is an opportunity to come together and honor that.
And if you missed last year's, I think we had about 114 packs out there at it. We pushed tables for a solid 45 minutes. Table pushes and burpees. It was brutal. It was awesome. There was great 2nd F afterwards. It was really awesome to see everybody from across the region. I make it out to a lot of the Southwest beatdowns, and you got guys out there who I never met who've been doing F3 for the same amount of time I had, and it was kind of cool to get to meet those folks. And So if you haven't made it out to this one, this is, if you haven't gone to a convergence, this is the convergence to go to. So looking forward to it. I'm sure we won't push a single table.
No, I wouldn't do the same thing.
I happen
thing.
To know a first FQ. I'll put in a good word.
Get smoked. Here it comes.
Yep.
So we've been chatting along, and this is kind of the standard format, giving you guys what you're looking for and kind of that consistency. But beyond that, headed into the kind of the meat and the potatoes of why we're here in this wonderful setting, sitting around this table. We got a couple of gentlemen here that we haven't given it much opportunity to talk. So I want to bring in our man, Russet. Russet, how old are you, brother?
I'm 20.
20. 20. I heard that from that name of Rama. This might be the youngest man that we have out consistently.
Yeah.
Off-road.
Off-road?
How yeah. Off-road's 18.
Is he 18? All right on.
Yeah.
Fluffy?
How's Fluffy?
I don't know if I met Fluffy yet.
I know.
See, yeah,
this place is too big.
We're growing too much.
It's getting too big.
This is why we bring the guests on. They start shouting off the dudes. Well, I haven't even met
I met Fluffy at the flag plant
awesome.
Black Canyon. So I was just like, who are you?
That's the best. I love it.
So Black Canyon. So those of you who don't know, Russet, young man, definitely growing into a him with us. Through F3, he lives out in Emmett. Of all places, and decided to come out and grace us with his presence and pick up what we've been putting out. Saw some value in that. We're going to get his take on that in a second. But what he did with that is he was tired of driving all the way across town an hour out of his way to enjoy what we have. So he decided to take it with him and plant a flag. And with that, when did you first start out there in Emmett with your workout?
August 8th was the first day.
So we're coming up 6 months later. And you've got a flag planted, a brand new AO out there in Emmett.
You don't math so good.
That's what do you want?
I think it's like I think it's more like 4 months.
You could have just left it.
Yeah,
could have just left it.
Well, hey, hold on.
Russ, 4.5.
Russ had just finished his calculus exam. What was it?
I'm not asking for the area under the curve. Okay.
Well, August to September, September to October, October to November. So it was actually like 3.5-ish.
3.5, right on, yeah. Right on.
So planted a flag, all right, a new AO. There are very, very few of us here within F3, no matter how long we've been here, have the distinguished honor of being able to say that. And as a young man and taking that on, like, I have nothing but pride and respect in what you've done, man. So well done. Good on you.
Appreciate it.
We want to talk this evening a bit about the experience of doing that. But I want to open up first with how did you hear about F3? What brought you to us? And once you found us and started hanging and attending a couple of beatdowns, what was it about F3 and the men here that led you to say, I want this in my hometown? What's the value that you found? So again, how'd you find us and what was that about?
So, originally I found F3 through F3 Katy in Texas. I got EH'd by a Downrange PAX, iBeam, who's actually my uncle. So I went down there, November of last year, 2023, and he was just like, hey, you need to come out. You need to come out. Every day he was like, oh, set your alarm. I'll get you up. Whatever. I was a little bit like jet lagged. I mean, it's only one time zone to go over there, but I was just like, that's my vacation or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then one of the mornings I went out, and then it was towards the end of the trip. I was only there for a week. I met a lot of wonderful guys. I did 3 days in a row, and the day that I left for my flight, I was like, I got to get out there one last time. So that's where my name Russet came from, actually, too, is they didn't like pay attention to anything else except for that I was from Idaho. Yeah.
So just like Tater. Tater's from you, so you know that Tater's from Katy.
Yeah.
It was down to Katy, Texas. They name him Tater, and he comes back to Idaho, and it's just Tater. Tater and Russet.
It's Tater, Russet.
It's almost enough you just don't believe in coincidence at some point, the way that circle kind of filled itself out. So was it just kind of the physical exertion that you were looking for, kind of that camaraderie of working out in the morning time, or was it something more than that?
So that was originally what, because I was a track and field and cross country runner, long distance. And I was used to doing all sorts of physical activities, core work, which we call Mary. So I was like, oh, we
so got... He said core, and I was a little concerned.
It's Mary now. But yeah, I was looking for something to kind of replace that. I ran all through high school, and then my freshman year of college, then kind of things went a little south. I decided to stop running. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I got to get back out there. And F3 provided a perfect opportunity to do so. And that was basically my... I was talking to my uncle, and he was like, you know, they got F3 Boise. So so I came out in April out there, and that was my original. I was like, okay, it's not cold anymore. I can come out, and I'll work out. Mm-hmm. But really, and I think he's actually still my bestie, is Bricks. Bricks was the one who kind of kept me there because we started around the same time. Mm-hmm. And just... the fellowship, he would always bring out coffee. So that was always fun to just have coffee and chat. But also like COT and just the ability, to lay out what you're thinking. At first I was like, you know, a little bit uncomfortable, like most people probably would be, yep, to say, hey, like things are going on. And sometimes it's just something stupid, like a final exam or, and then sometimes it's something that's going on more like personal, more deep. And it's not so easy to just, yeah, like say whatever.
I think it's awesome that you found it so fairly quickly to come after coming out of high school as organized sports. I think I speak for a lot of us when I say a lot of us did high school sports. A lot of us did collegiate sports if you went that route. Those of us who were in the military, you had all this organized exercise time together. And then you're tossed out of that and you're like, I got to find someone. I either got to work out myself or I got to find someone else to work out with. And that's such a pain.
Yeah. You end up, you move away from those mm-hmm. organizations that you're compelled and you're just fit into, and the camaraderie comes easily because it's right there.
Yeah.
And as we grow up, we move away from those things, and all of a sudden they become things that we have to seek out and we have to put in effort. And dear Lord, when you have more and more responsibilities piled on top of you, it becomes harder to make those, to yeah, make those efforts and make those commitments. So, I mean, as a young man, I want to just applaud you for coming out and, you know, hanging with the old men, and hopefully we've got something to teach you and something to provide you. So
yeah, I think my first beat down with you was Dark Stride when we did the mile.
Oh yeah.
The time,
yeah,
mile. I remember starting off, I was like, dang, this guy's fast.
Not as fast as Red.
Who is?
Yeah. And I think the second thing you said there is like, we always talk about, you know, the first step is the magnet. It draws people in, right? It's like, hey, you've done organized sports before. You know what it is to work out with other dudes. Show up and you can work out. And then it's the second half piece that is the glue that keeps you going. You talk about the Bricks, you know, being the kind of the person who solidified that for you. I think a lot of people can pinpoint a particular PAX or a group PAX who said, yeah, that dude showed up consistently every day and we had a good conversation and I could share things with him. And you're like, oh, that's why I keep coming back is because of that. So it's like, I think it's cool to hear that from you too. It's like, hey, yeah, you know, but it's cool to hear those stories over and over again about dudes who are like, yeah, came out because I need to work out. Stuck around because I needed the fellowship and the camaraderie. So awesome. Yeah,
and I think that goes back to the Concentrica episode where you find your one person that you're matched with. You're in the same place in life. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you find here, I think it's interesting. Bricks, I imagine, is in a very different phase of life than you are. Mm-hmm. You know, just like Hooch is a different phase of life and Cortine. You got guys who got older kids, young kids, no kids, married, not married. And then, but each person has a little bit something different to offer each other, regardless of what phase you're in.
But I think if we're doing things the correct way and we're on the right path, and I think just as men, we come together and we find that together. You know, we help point each other in that direction to get to where we need to be. And I mean, no matter what your family situation or what there is, there is right and wrong, and there are things that we're doing that are correct, and there are things that we could be doing that are better. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the strengths of F3 is we get into an arena where the standard gets set and you need to do better. and here are the things that you can start efforting to make that happen. So,
you mentioned efforting, right? So,
yeah.
So then you said, so you've come to F3 now. You got exposed to it in F3 KD. You come to F3, you get, we'll say, indoctrined.
you can say.
Yeah, you get indoctrined, and you know, you come in for the first F. You stick around for the second F. Sorry, I got my knife hand going over here.
It's the table.
And then you say, at what point did you say, I love this, I need this, other people in my community need this, and what was the tipping point for you to say, let's bring this to Emmett?
So there was twofold. The first part, I was trying to get my dad to come out for like a solid 3 months, I think. I would like mentioned it almost every conversation. I was like talking about it nonstop. And then he was like, well, I don't want to drive out there really. So I was like, well, what if it was at the Emmett City Park?
I love it.
And he was like, I think I could get up on time for that.
I think spending 3 months to build a trap for your own father, that's...
That's love right there, man. But so we laugh about it, right? We kind of laugh about you didn't want to drive. You know, you almost belittle that a little bit.
No.
But...
Practical concerns,
right? But part of F3, right, is going where the men are.
Yes.
Right? We talk about Absolutely. That. You know, you got to go where the men are, right? You said if a man says, sure, I'd go out if you were 10 minutes closer or 5 minutes closer, time to start to plant, you know?
Yeah.
You get a couple of guys who say, yeah, I'd come out if we were a little bit closer. It's time to plant, you know? So we joke about it. We lightheartedly joke about it. But that is going where the men are. And that sounds like a really bad catch line for a bar.
No,
but...
it's exactly what it needs to say.
So great. Okay. So
yeah, that's one. And then the second reason, Emmett's really great for like raising a family, like kids. They got like Jim County Rec District that does organized sports. I print a lot of their shirts. They'll do like soccer, baseball, softball, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody loves Emmett High School football. So you got that. And then it just kind of drops off. And then when you hit 65, you're all the senior activities, and there's really nothing for just that, like just got out of high school until you're like ready to retire. So, I'm sure there are, but, F3 is very unique in that it just like, it's one of those, it covers the fitness, the fellowship, the faith. You hit all three in one.
Yeah. So, I mean, you talk about doodle. I mean, you brought it up. It's the idea of like, a bar is usually kind of the gathering point. I mean, hell, a lot of the basis in the start of this country and the militia groups and the ideas of the revolution started in bars. So I'm not going to really detract
I can't
bag on it too much. But I mean, it's not generally a great place, right? You're building bad habits and the potential for dissipation and ill behavior is much higher. So the idea that we can create another venue for positive male interaction is, you know, so much better. And so seeing a need to create that outlet, I think that shows quite a bit of vision on your part.
I think that's a level of maturity. I wasn't thinking about that until I was 2 minutes ago. Yeah. Okay. So it's like, wow, there really isn't a lot. You have to really look and really search for those activities between the ages of 18 and 65. Yeah. You know, if you're not actively seeking those things out, no one's going to be thrusting those things into you and saying, hey, you should do this. You should do this. Unless you've got someone in your life that cares about you and is going to be trying to do that. Or if you've got an internal drive to go do something like that, you could just as easily disappear into your basement and never emerge again until you're 65 and have to go collect your retirement somewhere. You
know. I don't know why that's, but I can smell that life story. Go to your basement and come out when you're 65.
Yeah, you know.
that lifestyle's got a smell. So, started with you wanting to get alongside your father and start accelerating there. How did that grow into establishing an AO and having a core group of men from outside your home and outside your family and bringing them together? What was that experience like?
Well, we started out with just my dad. He was the first F&G. Came out. We had Chlorine, Wooderson, and Big Sky were there just to kind of like support. And what actually happened, I have to give a lot of credit to Bricks. He posted on Facebook. He got in like all the Emmett groups. I guess you have to have like your account for a certain length of time or they think you're bot. So like I couldn't get into any of those groups. I kept like requesting. So he did all the posts and be like, hey, F3 Boise is expanding out. Come. It's awesome. I know it sucks to get up early, but you're just going to have to deal with
it. It's a feature, not a bug.
Yeah. And that's how we got our first two F&Gs besides my father came out the next week. We were just doing Thursdays at that time. And one of those is Carnivore, and he's become a staple at AO Black Canyon, and it's awesome to say that.
It's got some good feel to it, right?
Yeah, AO Black Canyon. He was like that first. The other guy fell off. We don't know what happened to him. He's a sad cloud again, unfortunately.
Find him, just drive around town. It's a small town. Somebody knows him.
So Carnivore found you guys off Facebook, off the street. No one knew him beforehand. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Because I guess when I'm listening to your story, I'm thinking about like, because I would love to get my dad out to do F3. He lives in Florida. Great. If those of you who are out, I brought my father-in-law out, the general, to Bleach. It would have been so easy for you just to be like, hey, dad, come work out with me in the garage on Thursdays rather than like, hey, guys, can you three drive up to Emmett so that me and my dad aren't the only two people working out up here? I think that shows a level of commitment both from yourself and also from the folks who also help support the fly plants. Fly plants can't happen by themselves. Mm-hmm. Part of it is building that community, and you kind of—it's almost like you need money to make money. You kind of need a little bit of community to help build a community.
Sure.
So that was basically the starting point. At that point, I think from just like Emmett people, we were getting like two or three out, and then occasionally somebody would come over from over the hill, and
through the city and over the hill to the Black Canyon we go.
don't quit your day job.
So I just started EHing all of my coworkers, friends that lived in the area. I was just like, you got to come out. Like, we need you.
Dude, just wait. It gets so much better. Then you start, like, EHing your dentist.
Or your dentist starts EHing you.
And that's the random dude in line at Albertsons you start a conversation with. Dude, it's one of those things, man. You never know who you're going to impact by just bringing it up and just leaving it at a guy's feet to make a decision. You know, I carry the business cards around with me. I probably give out three or four of them a week. Almost seen nobody out of all of that. But again, you never know what seed you plant that's going to grow. And you never know how long you're going to have to work on a guy until you get him to see that, hey, there's some value here.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it up, man. Keep, you know, EHing guys. I mean, let it rise to the level of harassment. This is good for you. You know it'd be good. You know you would be better if you did this. So why are you not here? So
I think I saw recently, I was kind of perusing through Slack a little bit. It looks like you guys are averaging 6, 8, 9 guys a beatdown now. Is that pretty accurate, or am I?
I think that got inflated because of the flag plant stats. Okay. But Tuesday we had, I think, 6 guys out. So anywhere between. Today, I had the final, and I slept in, and I didn't go, and I didn't bring the flags. So by the way, what are some tips for putting the flags in frozen ground?
Jump higher.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe find somebody who doesn't weigh 120 pounds soaking wet.
Hey. At Tower... I love and you hate to see it, but we have a divot. Right. Yeah. It's an established divot. You go over there, you look for it, and it's like, sweet, grounds team hasn't found this yet. And it's like the, you know, the sword and stone, and it just kind of slides right into the frozen ground.
Consistency.
Consistent, exactly. Having consistency in both your life and your flag plants.
So what you're saying is we should have flag planted earlier, made ourselves a divot, and it would have been there by now.
Yeah, you could...
I hadn't thought of just making a divot and just continue to use same.
Backyard's got a divot too, I think. Yep. Oh, hammer, nail. We got Cortano over here. Instead of using his big boy voice, he's miming things to us.
just tap it. Morse code out on the table.
Yeah. yeah, man. It's just don't let the American flag hit the ground.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's something. There's been some windy days where I'm like, we're gonna, if we're moseying, we're gonna loop back and make sure it's still up. You know, it's, you just gotta coupons, so you can prop it up with coupons sometimes if you don't think it's in there well enough. But yeah, you know what, that is a very valid concern. Because I've been days been planting the flag, and I'm like, I don't know if it's gonna stay in here or not.
Just keep trying, you'll find a soft spot eventually.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to PAX count. It was two this morning. I think that's the lowest it's been in like a couple months.
I'm not gonna lie, I sometimes love the two PAX beatdowns. I've had some great conversations and like, relationship development and just two PAX beatdowns. So did you guys find that you guys had a little more consistency once you moved from only being 1 day to 2 days a week?
We moved to 3 days a week.
Oh, you're at 3 days a week. No, that's right. You guys are Saturdays now, right?
Yeah. Yep. Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays.
So, cause I think we were looking at stats one day in the SLT, and we were like, you know, we were looking at the AOs that had the more beatdowns saw better consistency, right? It's hard to make a habit out of 1 day a week, right? Imagine if you just brush your teeth 1 day a week, right? You just get used to not brushing your teeth all the time, and eventually you're brushing your teeth no times.
Wait, you do it more than once a week?
Oh, yeah.
I just have the dentist do it.
Oh.
For 6 months.
Hey, Chubbs.
I mean, it's professionals.
I think, personally, I think that having an AO that meets multiple times, it helps lend itself to creating better habits. So I'm curious if you guys went from 1 day to 2 days to 3 days, if that helped your guys' consistency, both personally and potentially in seeing packs come out.
Certainly it did. There for sure, like, carnivore was one of the main drivers. Like, I was thinking about, hey, let's get a few more guys out before we start increasing the days. Because at that time, we're still at that, like, 3-4-ish average. And he was just like, I need more days.
Yeah.
So I think it definitely, because if you think about it, like, if you have a gym membership and you only go once a week to the gym, like, it's like,
do you even go to the gym, bro?
Yeah. Like, why would you do that?
I'm checking a box.
Yeah.
I'm not actually checking achieving anything. I'm checking a box. It's one of the things that I've learned as kind of I've grown in a career and through F3 and kind of getting to flex my leadership a little bit more. One of the best ways to inspire somebody and get more out of them, it's not to make things easier. It's to give them more to do. And all of a sudden, this person that was kind of just skating by, getting by on, you know, the easy load that's in front of them, they'll manage it and they'll do it in the easiest way possible. But all of a sudden, you show that guy and you tell him, hey, you're capable of doing more, and I'm going to expect more out of you. I don't, you know.
Episode two, CSOP.
Yeah, 100%. I got two other dads here at the table. It's like when you expect more from your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like sometimes you expect all this pushback from that. Hey, I want you to do more. You're in charge of this. And you expect the pushback. But sometimes that blossoms into just pride. Mm-hmm. Pride of effort. Pride of outcome. Pride of work.
A proud dad moment for me was, I brought the kids out. You know, every weekend we brought the kids out and we raked leaves. I got this big tree. It takes forever to rake and the leaves fall. I feel like it just sprinkles, like every Friday just sprinkles a little bit for me. But there was a Friday I came home from work, and I've been doing this for like probably 3 or 4 weeks with my kids. And then came home from work the day, and my two oldest come running out. They're like, Dad, we raked the leaves today for you. And I was like, oh, sweet. And they looked at me and was like, and we didn't even fight the whole time. But you know, but it's like, they all of a sudden had ownership in it, and they were like, and didn't have to tell them, and my wife came, she's like, they were the most well-behaved kids today, you know, and it's like, so it's like, you know, once you provide a little bit, like I said, provide a little bit of ownership, provide some consistency, right? If I'd gone out there and rake leaves one time with them and expect them to do that the second time, no go.
You're going
to
be very frustrated.
Very frustrated, right? But can you know, consistently showing up. It works for kids. It works for relationships with other men. It works for relationship with your M's. You know, it's not just well reserved for like one your central concentrica.
No, I mean the more effort you put into something, the more results that you see. And when I think as men we crave that so much to be purposeful, to have relationships, to create, to have something positive come out of our own efforts. And I think that's an incredible thing, and I think it's a great it's one of the things that keeps guys in F3 and engaged. So I think you stumbled across something intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we need more days here, and all of a sudden now you're reaping the benefits of it. So
yeah, I think I would agree. I like the approach you guys took. You didn't wait for more people to show up to go expand more. You expanded and said, all right, let them come.
No, yeah. if there are three people here, it's going to be better if we're doing this 3 days a week.
Yeah,
yeah. Cool. And it wasn't even like a month in. We were already like,
that's awesome.
More days.
That's awesome.
And we also changed the time. We were meeting at 6 on Thursdays, 0600, and we bumped that up now to 5:30.
Yeah.
So 0530. Yeah.
I think a little earlier is better.
Yeah.
I'll always be a proponent for a little earlier. Like, sorry, Old Glory, I'm never going to make it out. I can't do it. I can't swing it, you know?
We still have 6 for the Saturday.
Do you? Well, I think that's pretty normal.
Pretty standard, yeah.
Yeah, so we only got a couple of minutes left. So if what is your advice to someone who is thinking about planting a flag and is a little bit on the fence about it?
Well, if you know one person within 1 mile of you, get them out and just start there. The two-person beatdowns, obviously we talked about that, but yeah, if you just get a couple guys there, yeah, you will feel that pressure and that need to bring more out. And it just happens organically. It's not even really forced.
Yeah, I think some folks are worried about feeling uncomfortable with only having two dudes out there. Let that discomfort drive change.
Just get to work, man.
Yeah, you get to work.
You're gonna be fine.
And what would I guess? What would you do differently if you were to plant another flag right now? I know it's a tough one.
I know. I gotta think about this for a second. Maybe no. I'll have to come on the podcast again.
Oh, my God. He's got the bug.
Returning next time. I mean, that's if there's nothing that glaringly stands out to you that I should have done this differently, I think that's a pretty good sign. Like, well done. I think there's a lot of folks out there who are – we still got a couple OTBs out there who are got some pending flag plants coming up. And there's plenty of room to expand. And it's going to require additional men to get out of the comfort zone, get out of that AO that they go to 2-3 times a week, and they're comfortable with the men that are out there.
Yeah.
And but you're driving 20 minutes to get over there, and there's not something closer. I think this speaks volumes for the go where the other men are. If you think you're driving too far to your beat down, that's fine. Start another one. Someone else will come out.
I got something now.
I knew we stalled long enough.
Yeah. So when we started out, we were meeting over by the band shell in the Emmett City Park.
Mm-hmm.
And right now where we're currently at is the splash pad, and that has parking. So we had everybody kind of just like lined up on the side of the road, and like you got to give enough people like enough room for like back hatches to go up and take out equipment and all that. And somebody could be like walking, I don't know, 200 feet down the road to
get
there. I mean, you making harder, we're talking about making everything harder, but
removing barriers to entry is a thing.
It is, yeah.
I think getting out of your car and starting the workouts, that's an okay thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Capital is going full slick, but I mean, that means that you can, if you live downtown in an apartment, you can jog over to the beatdown, not to worry about, are we going to have to bring coupon? Am I have to lug a coupon across town to get over to this thing? The parking's not always right there at the Capitol. I mean, that's a very valid concern. Picking a location that suits the purpose of your beatdown is one of the most important things.
But I would give a gigantic shout out to Wooderson because he really prepped me. Like, we even like went to location before we even did a Black Ops, and we were just like, okay, what does this have? what are we thinking here? Like, so that was just huge.
Did you scout it in the daylight with them, and then you did Black Ops in the night, early?
Yeah. Well, I think it was because we did it at 6. I think it was like getting light. It was in summer, August. Oh, okay. So
yeah.
I think
there's still some light then.
Yeah, a little bit, but we have a very well lit park over there. So. That's good.
Nothing like starting a beatdown, you know, in an AO that has light during the summer, then realizing once the winter comes, there is no light here. I think Bernie right now is pretty happy that the water tower's got Christmas lights on it.
Camel's back, man. That's just
that's pitch black.
It's the black hole. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I love it. It's awesome.
Well, it wraps up, you know, immensely proud of what you've done out there at Russet and all the guys you have out there at Black Cannon. And I know it's not just you, but we can't get everybody onto the podcast. But so great work out there. Keep it up. Keep up encouraging the men of Emmett. Hopefully maybe one day you got a second AL in Emmett, and then there's a Starfish and there's Emmett's a region, and with you at the helm there out there, I think that your possibilities are endless. So great job.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Well done, bud. Thanks for coming. So, guys, I think we're closing in, wrapping this thing up. Then we got to get back to the old homesteads ourselves. But are we going to try to have another one before Christmas?
I hope so.
Okay.
We got a lot. A post-Ruckmas debrief might be necessary.
We'll talk to the producer and see what we can schedule. So,
hey, Cortana, will your wife be okay with me recording again?
I meant later.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for listening. This has been Stuff Worth Sharing. We'll see you out in the gloom.
Hey, love you guys. See you soon.